Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 110. I am Christy, your host, and it just occurred to me, actually. It's taken me a long time to kind of find my way and piece my puzzle together, and I'm still doing it. It's not fully complete. I don't think it ever becomes fully complete. I think that's part of like the mystery and the joy of life is that it's just a never-ending process. But I really do believe that my childhood, everything that I've been through and survived in my life, I've had a considerable amount of pain that I've needed to see my way through. I'm still seeing my way through aspects of the pain because I feel the residual energy of the pain still, just with the things in my life that trigger me, that make me feel insecure or make me nervous or afraid. So I feel like my journey on this path of creating this podcast has been really one of self-discovery, and I know that the reasons why I have been through so much, like for instance growing up with an alcoholic father in a very verbally abusive household, I was really afraid my whole life. I was afraid to speak up. I was afraid to stick out. I was afraid to look different. And I felt really ashamed. I was thinking this morning actually about an incident that happened to me when I was in eighth grade where some kids, I must have gotten into an argument or something with some kids at school. Mind you, I went to a Catholic school, so it was interesting, but somebody wrote, I guess we got into an argument and somebody had written Christy as a slut on the toilet seat, of all places. And I remember just like breaking down in the hallway to my knees. Like I was devastated. And I was sobbing and I couldn't control myself. And I just wanted to curl in a hole. I just wanted to crawl in a hole. I couldn't handle it. There have been other instances like where I've had to deal with like racism and it's brought me to my knees. Like there have been a lot of like painful things in my life that I remember very, very vividly because it had affected me so deeply. And I walked around feeling very, I guess you would say angry about these things that happened. And I just kind of sat on the anger for so long, for so many years, that it started becoming a part of who I was as a person. And I see how that pain or like bad experiences can sit on people and just start defining how they behave in the world. And you do it and you're not even conscious of the fact that these painful experiences are shaping how you walk through life. It's really a dangerous place to live. It's really, and you really have to do some serious detective work. You have to go back, you have to dig, you have to figure things out. And it's taken me like 3 years to get to a point where I could even articulate why it is I felt the way I felt half the time. Why it is I felt insecure about the way I look. Why it is, you know, the way I behaved towards certain people or certain situations. And I've worked my way through it, but it's taken a lot of time for me to figure it out. But to be perfectly honest, it's the most important work that we do because this work produces our lives. What's inside, what's happening on the inside of us, in our heart, in our mind, in our thoughts, and our feelings, these are the things that define our quality of life. I have a really, really high standard for the quality of life that I want, and I refuse to feel victimized by my past. I refuse to feel victimized by my present, by what happens, because at the end of the day, we can't control a lot of what is going on in the world. The only thing we can control is the way we react to it. Now, I've heard that a million times, but it sits with me differently now because I feel more empowered, because I've decided to take my feelings and look at them and analyze them versus react because of them. I've chosen to be happy. I've chosen to be deliberately conscious and grateful of the things that I have and the things that I've built in my life. I know I've let too much time go by walking through an unconscious life. And by that, I mean just like letting things happen to me and just kind of moving my way through life, whether I felt proud of myself the way I was moving through, whether I reacted out of fear, whether I reacted out of, insecurity, which actually is fear. But I don't know, like, I think for many, many years, I just kind of was this terrified little kid. And the way that I would mask it is by trying to look confident. Sometimes I would feel confident, other times I wouldn't, and I was just kind of like faking it till I made it kind of thing. And that's really honest to God the way that I moved through the world, especially professionally, because I was really always feeling like I always felt like I was masking my insecurity by wearing the best stuff, by, exuding this false sense of confidence by looking a certain way, by dressing a certain way and behaving a certain way, when really I felt like, throughout the years, like I started feeling like a walking open wound. I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't articulate it. It came out in a really bitchy, mean, and just insecure way. I can't describe it any other way. And my true self was this like creative, fun, funny, nurturing, loving person. And it got so masked by the armor. I'll call it like the fashion armor. It got so weighed down by that because I felt like that is what people needed to see me as in order to feel powerful and to feel important. It's really a tough lesson that I learned in that way because I ended up hurting people, and that to me is like one of my biggest failures in the past, is the fact that I let the darkness in me affect other people. It's not good. And I work now on never letting that darkness hopefully affect people. I know that I still have a lot of work to do. I'm not perfect, but my goal is to get to a place where I just move through the world in a more free way, in a peaceful way, in a way that inspires people and that, I really do look to find people that inspire me, that uplift me, that keep me accountable. And what I've realized over this past week too is that I need to start trusting myself more. I study really hard about all of the self-development and all of the confidence building and all of the things that I talk about every week, but I haven't mastered everything, obviously, and I'm working on things. And so I'm working on things in a way that's making me turn toward the things that I'm afraid of, because I know that in order to have what I don't have, I need to go toward the things that I haven't gone toward yet. Really, really, really eye-opening. I had like one of these aha moments this week because I was talking to this guy on the phone who hosts these masterminds with, entrepreneurs and all of that. And he was comparing, like, basically going toward something that you want is uncharted territory. So it's always better to, for instance, like, have somebody there that's done it already that you can mirror versus trying to go out in the dark on your own and navigate your own way through, taking probably a lot longer and spending a lot more money. And it makes sense. It's true. I've been trying to get through this dark, unfamiliar place for years now, and I haven't been able to break through to the level that I want. So it makes sense for me to go forward and work with somebody that can help me, help guide me, help stop me if I'm going in a direction that I should be changing to get me to where I want to be faster. So anyway, just talking about working through the things that I'm working through in my life, wondering what you guys are working through yourselves. I know we all have our own set of challenges or issues or uphill that we're dealing with, and I'm just right there with you. Like, I have the same, fears, insecurities, as anybody else. So it's just documentation of my path to my goal. I'm going to have many goals and many paths, hopefully. So I'm so thankful to share them with you. I hope you guys have a good week. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast. And for those of you that are first-time listeners, go to www.stylereform.fashion and type in the code POD for 20% off. I'll talk to you guys next week.